This is the Faith and Family column, written by Felix Malpica this time. It's entitled, Create Smoother Transitions. August's arrival means a new school year, new routines, and, as we stumble out of COVID-19 pandemic this summer, more uncertainty. Any parent can tell you that children may respond to transition by throwing a tantrum. The catalyst may be simple, like going to a different room in the house, or substantial, like moving to a new home or school. Either way, change provokes anxiety in children, and if we're honest, in adults too. My mother, Luce Malpica, is an occupational therapist who's devoted her professional life to working with young children and families, and she told me that the two best things parents can do to assist children with transition are to prepare and model. When you know the change is coming, start preparing children as early as you can, and in as many ways as possible, she said. When meeting with the parents of prospective students, she would advise them to start talking about the school with their children months in advance, to share their experience of school, to drive by the school, and even enjoy the playground a few times. Every little thing helps, adds to the toolbox of experience your child will use to cope with the upcoming change. But sometimes you can't prepare for change, and that's when modeling is absolutely essential, she said. As a parent, you convey the feelings of safety and security for your child. They look to you. Your behavior, your words, your face needs to express the feelings you want to elicit in your child. As Lutheran caretakers, we can lean on our faith to provide a calming presence for our children that they can depend on. We can also equip our kids with faith practices to apply during difficult moments. Stopping to take 3 deep breaths, reciting a short prayer, or holding a special object can provide some comfort. As I thought about the conversation with my mother, I realized that Jesus did these things for his disciples and for us as well. Jesus often warned them about his suffering and death. He modeled care for neighbors and even strangers. He taught us to pray and left us with the sacraments of baptism and communion and gave us new life. So, as change comes for your kids this season, remember, prepare and model. Here are some practices. A peace stone. Find a smooth stone, and with your child, decorate it with words or symbols of peace, such as a cross. Kids can carry their peace stones in their pockets or backpacks and hold them in their palms in times of stress as a reminder that God is our constant source of peace. And encouraging words. Prior to the school year or other transitions, read Psalm 46 together in a translation that best suits your child, or sing Be Still and Know.